With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. China's foreign minister holding talks with his Iranian counterpart in Beijing Wednesday. Few details of that meeting have been given. In Washington, Secretary of State Marco Rubio expressing hope that during the Beijing talks, it might help take care of the matter in the Strait of Hormuz. Now, President Trump is renewing his criticism of Pope Leo XIV ahead of Secretary Rubio's visit to Vatican City. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Rubio, who is Catholic, will travel to Rome and Vatican City this week in a bid to ease rising tensions between the Trump administration and the Pope. Before the Secretary of State's departure, the president claimed Pope Leo believes it's okay for Iran to have a nuclear weapon and that he's endangering Catholics and a lot of people. Leo has not said Iran should obtain nuclear weapons, but he has criticized the war against Iran generally and called for more peace talks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, President Trump reviving the Presidential Physical Fitness Award, all part of his push to return to an annual physical fitness test in American schools. That award is tied to the Presidential Fitness Test, which was a public school fixture for years and years, but was phased out under President Barack Obama.
We're bringing it back. My administration's working very hard to defend America's cherished athletic traditions and pass our values of excellence and competitiveness to the next generation. So important.
Senate Republicans are now pushing $1 billion in White House security upgrades for President Trump's ballroom project. A GOP bill on Capitol Hill would give the Secret Service money for security adjustments and upgrades. This is SRN News. A UK church appealing to a preaching ban.
The Bread of Life Community Church is protesting a community protection notice that prohibits loudspeakers in the town of Colchester. It is also accusing the community of using public order powers in an unprecedented way by targeting a whole church rather than individual evangelists. It said the notice criminalizes both the content of the message and the manner of preaching. The Reverend Stephen Clayton, pastor of Bread of Life Community Church, said the church has preached lawfully and peacefully in Colchester for 6 years. He also said that we will not be intimidated into abandoning the Great Commission. John Scott reporting.
75th Annual National Day of Prayer coming up Thursday. Thousands of churches are involved. Officials say it's an opportunity for Americans to pray together in faith, standing on the promises of God. This is SRN News. Oil prices ease somewhat and stocks reach some new records. Here's Seth Soutell.
Stocks rose to more records on Wall Street as crude oil prices fell back and investors focused on more strong earnings reports from big U.S. companies. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% Tuesday. The Dow added 356 points. That's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1%. Brent crude fell 4% to about $110 a barrel. DuPont rallied more than 8%. The big chemical company was the latest to report bigger profits for the beginning of the year than analysts expected. Anheuser-Busch and Pinterest also posted big gains after their profit report. Seth Soutell, New York.
And there's always something that makes us scratch our heads and go, where did this come from? U.S. health regulators announcing their first authorization of fruit-flavored electronic cigarettes, intended, of course, for adults. More details at srnnews.com.